Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to still another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, of course, a wonderful show. We have the Duke, Duke Ellington, Frank Sinatra, Keeley Smith, Peggy Lee, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Joe Stafford, from Tony Bennett, and right now, it'll be Les Brown, and hang on to something, because he comes on strong with Tangerine.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Music! Dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
What can I do to prove it to you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you? Shame you. I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. But what can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. So what can I say? What can I do after I say I'm sorry?
Joe Stafford, and posing a wonderful question with not an apparent answer. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? That's from her CD called Joe Plus Jazz. Before that, it was Tony Bennett and music from Sound of Music, 1959 Rodgers and Hammerstein piece called My Favorite Things. And we started with Les Brown, his band of renown, music from a movie from 1938 called The Fleet's Inn, Johnny Mercer tune called Tangerine, on the hit parade 1942 by Jimmy Dorsey and Von Monroe. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, bandleader Paul Whiteman, born on this week in 1890 in Denver. He called himself the King of Jazz, though he didn't really play jazz. He popularized it. His big band hired some of the finest mainstream players of the day. And on this week, back in 1951, actor, dancer, singer Fred Astaire, right at home in his tuxedo as he hosted the 23rd Annual Academy Awards. Best Music and Song prizes were awarded to Ray Evans and Jay Livingston for the Nat King Cole classic Mona Lisa from Captain Carey, USA. Back to more music on Swing, we'll have Peggy Lee. We're going to be hearing from Glenn Miller. Right now, it's Harry Connick Jr., and I Could Write a Book.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a friend. Just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a friend.
baby, my sugar. I never may be my sugar. That sugar baby of mine. Funny, he never asked for my money. All that I give him is honey, and that he can get any time. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, because he's sweeter than sugar candy to me. Oh, sugar, I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. Cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine.
That's some wonderful stuff from Peggy Lee, backed up by the Dave Barber Band. From 1955, it was in Pete Kelly's Blues. It's called Sugar. And before that, it was Glenn Miller and his famous Sunrise Serenade, written by Frankie Carl back in 1939, became Frankie Carl's theme. This song on the hit parade that year, 1939, got up to number one, was reissued in 1944, got up to number 23 that year. And Glenn Miller began work on his first motion picture for 20th Century Fox. On this week, back in 1941, the film was Sun Valley Serenade. And we heard from Harry Connick Jr., music from When Harry Met Sally. From Rodgers and Hart, it was I Could Write a Book. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from the Duke, from Duke Ellington, from Frank Sinatra. And right now, it's Keeley Smith and Sweet and Lovely.
Love is taunting me. Melody.
There's nothing more I can say. In my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me, melody
sly, come hither, stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft. Wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me, proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me, proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Oh, folks, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. That was Duke Ellington, of course, and Billy Strayhorn's Satin Doll. Before that, Frank Sinatra and Carolyn Lee Cy Coleman tune from 1957, a great one called Witchcraft. And we heard with Keeley Smith with Nelson Riddle's orchestra, a Gus Arnhem tune. It became his theme, by the way. This was sung by various artists, was on the hit parade 6 times between 1931 and 1944. And it was on this week, back in 1958, that CBS Laboratories announced a new stereophonic record that was also playable on an ordinary monaural player. This eventually became the standard for record and equipment buyers. I'm Bill Cartwright, and coming up, we have some great stuff. In the next 10 minutes, it'll be Nancy Wilson. We'll have Peter Cincotti, and right now, as advertised, it's Patty Austin, the WDR Big Band, and hold on to your hats, it's too close for comfort.
He's too close for comfort, behave my heart. He's too close for comfort, be wise, be smart. Behave my heart, don't upset your cart. When he's so close, be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Too close, too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. He's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be smart, behave my heart. Don't upset that card. When he's so close, be soft, be sweet, but you gotta be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Well, too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, well, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. He's much too close for comfort. One thing leads to
one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. Don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. Don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long.
Great song from post-World War II, from 1946. It was Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn who wrote it. Nancy Wilson and the George Shearing Quintet performed it. It was The Things We Did Last Summer. We heard from Peter Cincotti with an Andy Razoff Fats Waller tune called Ain't Misbehavin', big song on the hit parade seven times between 1929 and 1937 by various artists. And we started with Patty Austin with the great WDR Big Band, a song called Too Close for Comfort from 1956 from Mr. Wonderful, starring Sammy Davis Jr. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WMUB and WVXU. Coming up, we have Sinatra, Billie Holiday, and, oh, by the way, it was on this week back in 1935 that after a year as a local show in New York City, Major Bowe's original amateur hour was heard on the entire NBC radio network. The show stayed on the air for 17 years. Later, Ted Mack took over for Bowe's and made the move from radio to television. And on this week back in 1958, Elvis Presley reported to local draft board number 86 in Memphis, Tennessee. Oddly, since Elvis was now government property, serving his time in the Army, Uncle Sam stood to lose an estimated $500,000 in lost taxes each year that Private Presley was in the Army. Getting back to music on Swing, we're going to be hearing from Frank Sinatra, from Billie Holiday. Here's Benny Goodman, and You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me.
Thank you. isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I wanna know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all saying. Please say it isn't so.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellas cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
That's a famous one called Paper Doll, done by Sinatra, backed up by Billy May's orchestra. You may recall the Mills Brothers had a big recording of this back in 1943 that got up to number one on the hit parade. Before that, Billie Holiday and an Irving Berlin tune from 1932 called Say It Isn't So. And we started with Benny Goodman, a Sammy Fain tune from 1930 called You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me. Well, it was on this week back in 1937 that Babe Ruth was reported to have received $25,000 a year from the Quaker Oats Company to use his name in ads for Quaker oatmeal. And on this week back in 1937, Joe DiMaggio said he'd take Ty Cobb's advice and use a 36 or 37-ounce baseball bat instead of the usual 40-ounce stick during that season. The results? Jolton Joe hit 346 during the season with 46 home runs, the most he ever hit in a single year. In the words of the Yankee broadcaster Mel Allen, how about that? Back to more music on Swing. We have time for maybe a couple more. Here's Steve and Edie. Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, and this could be the start of something big.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21, watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gallon guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see. This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try a romance with me and see.
You're watching the sun come up and counting your money,
girl.
Or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, and you want to be where he is. And this must be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something big.
Thank you.
Well, we're listening to Glenn Gray sounding an awful lot like Buddy Morrow with his rendition of Night Train. And we heard from Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet and a Steve Allen tune from 1956 called This Could Be the Start of Something Big. Well, this is about the end of the show tonight. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us. Come back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more great music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's next.